Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Here's the headline from PrisonPlanet.com. Obama administration pressures ISP to censor websites because they haven't been able to pass their Cybersecurity Act where everything's wired through the federal government. It's already wired. They just want to be able to officially do it. We've got this article from Mainstream News, is what Paul Watson sources, and they say, we want to just be able, and in fact, you saw Lieberman say this last year, he wants his office to be able to tell YouTube when to take something down. There's no judge, there's no jury, there's no free speech. Everything's censored by Herr Lieberman. And, you know, that's the scary thing here, G. Edward Griffin, before we get back into chemtrails in your new film, is that we are exponentially growing. We're going to win. We can see the end of the finish line. We're actually ahead of the globalists. They're trying to come out in the open, intimidate us, tell us to shut up, make us think that they're invincible. You know, the Borg can't be stopped. You will be assimilated and resistance is futile. But they are really putting up trial balloons and promoting it in Europe as well to really start censoring people.
Well, there's no question about that. They've been talking about that for decades, haven't they? I remember when the Internet first became a reality, a lot of my friends, some of whom are pretty well known, would say, Ed, don't worry about it. We've won because they can't censor the Internet. It's just physically impossible. I said, are you kidding? They can do whatever they want. These guys run the governments of the world, and they have the police power. They can intervene in some way. Oh, no, you're wrong, Ed. The Internet is different. Well, anyway, we've seen it all change, and now, yeah, they've got the technology. They can throw the switches. They can pass the laws and make anybody that doesn't comply guilty of some kind of a heinous crime, and away they go. But that's the bad side. The good side is that the movement of awareness that we're discussing is growing in exponential fashion. And there comes a point, I don't know where it is, but there's a tipping point where they just can't get away with it anymore without some kind of a massive negative reaction that shows up in the political arena. That's why they're, you know, planning to, I think they're planning to have some kind of a major crisis event so as to distract from all that and regain that momentum in favor of let's have more security, let's, you know, have more police action here to protect us from this dreaded enemy. Could be a terrorist attack, it could be a biological attack. God only knows what they, you know, might dream up.
Global warming, global economic collapse, global poverty, they've always got a solution. Give the central banking families and the royalty the power to set up a private world government that sets all the rules and levies taxes.
Yeah, and that's all for our good, you see. And just like this global warming theme, but they're not doing that to control the population or to make money or increase their political power. They're doing it for us. They're doing it to save us, to save our planet, to improve crops and all of that nonsense that they dream up. And unfortunately, many people believe it because they want to believe it, you know? They're in love with authority.
They're in love with licking boots. I guess they don't feel good about themselves. Briefly, before we go to break and get back into the chemtrails and human experimentation and your discoveries on aluminum and the patents and all the rest of it with this aerosol program that's now starting to come out of the shadows into the open because we've been exposing it. But briefly, dealing with 9/11, we've seen all these new terror alerts ahead of the election. Are you concerned about false flag events?
I'm very concerned about that, Alex, because, you know, anybody that's been following this movement for any amount of time knows that that's one of the most powerful cards they have up their sleeve. When it used to be that when totalitarian leaders were getting in trouble and losing support at home, they would start a war. That was the traditional time-tested method of bringing the population back under the control of the ruler. But now it's a little refinement on that. It's not just a war, but it's a war that's triggered by some kind of a false flag event so that the people are angry. They think, we've been attacked, we've been injured, you know, we've been insulted. We can't stand by and just let this happen. Now let us get behind our glorious leader and fight back.
His name is G. Edward Griffin. He is the producer of What in the World Are They Spraying? It starts shipping on or right after October 22nd. Get your copies first at InfoWars.com. Powerful film. Stay with us.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land. They think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic, Liberty Films.
It's the end of summer blowout sale at HerbalHealer.com.
Now take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on colloidal silver.
500 parts per million, pharmaceutical grade.
All sizes from 2 ounces to a gallon on sale.
It's simply the best colloidal silver available.
And CoQ10 100 milligrams with hawthorn.
An exceptional supplement for heart and arterial health.
Is only $19.
Plus, get the number one arthritis supplement, glucosamine chondroitin.
60 caps for only $12.
Where?
HerbalHealer.com.
Super Femplex and Super Maleplex, both great formulas for reproductive tonification,
are on sale now. 90 tabs, only $15.
Need a safe and mild colon detoxifier?
Herbal Healer Academy's Colon Enhancer Large 250 capsule bottle is now only $18. There's so much more at HerbalHealer.com.
But not much time.
The end of summer blowout sale ends October 13th.
New customers get a free catalog with your first order.
Log on and hit the summer specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Okay, for the next 45 minutes or so, I need to do the last segment on a news blitz, because there's just so much I haven't gotten to, but this is a big issue. A secret NATO country, it's in all the NATO countries, it isn't in other countries that aren't NATO controlled, we've noticed. The Anglo-American establishment nations, huge aerosol spraying weather modification program, but that's only one part of it. And now they're coming out with more and more of it. In fact, did you guys find Aaron's big blue folder with all the documentation? Well, let's call him and get him up here. I know he worked till about midnight last night because I meant to have that today. I like to run back and get in his file cabinets during the break because I want to show you just some of the patents and the admissions. We'll also take a few calls before they leave us on chemtrails specifically, 1-800-259-9231. But Michael J. Murphy, again, is a journalist and filmmaker, and he's produced this film, What in the World Are They Spraying?, available at InfoWars.com with G. Edward Griffin. Michael, tell us about as much of the film, and I've seen it, it's excellent, as much of the film as you want to give away, and really the big discovery here that, all about old Monsanto, they're rearing their ugly head again, aren't they?
That's right, with the GMO seed. But Paul Winterberger, as well, is involved with the film. We brought him onto the project, and he did a great job. But essentially, our investigation into these programs started at the American Association for the Advancement of Science conference, where geoengineers proposed spraying 10 to 20 million tons of toxic aluminum into the sky for what they call the stated goal to cool the planet. So after that meeting, when they literally, they're coming out publicly addressing this issue and essentially selling it to the public in denial that these programs have been already implemented, but what they're saying is that they're looking at these However, we went around literally over to Europe, over to several different states here in America, and we researched tests which revealed extremely high levels of aluminum, barium, strontium, the areas where they've been finding these tests in the rain, snow, and soil. They've also been finding major declines in the forest and in the crops that are producing, because as the scientists that we spoke to, aluminum, barium, and strontium will increase the pH of soil. So, for instance, in Northern California, they have seen at a bare minimum 10 times the increase in the alkalinity in their soils. And the scientists up there believe that this is a direct result of the spraying of aluminum, barium, and strontium. What a lot of people believe these programs are in part, obviously, it's a multi-agenda operation, but they believe, speaking about this new GMO seed, that it could be in an attempt to kill off anything that's natural and organic, because there is a new GMO aluminum-resistant seed that has been manufactured that will thrive in a high aluminum soil.
Oh, don't worry. You know, all these major croplands have been poisoned and normal natural plants won't grow in it. But Monsanto's got a whole new seed line, corn, wheat, whatever it is, canola, soybeans. It's all being developed. It's all being patented. We've got stuff that'll grow and nothing else will. Oh, you notice your trees all over Central Texas are dying. Oh, on the California coast, they're dying. And arborists and plant experts are testing it and saying it's aluminum, and they're dying in Hawaii. But don't worry, Monsanto's not just developing major food crops now. They're coming out with GMO palm trees. They're going to come out with the tea tree oil. They've got it all for you. Isn't that sweet of them?
Very true, and that's a concern for many of us. And we also filmed for a week on a remote part of the island in Maui, Hawaii, and I know that you saw the film, Alex, but for a week, we Paul and I stayed on this little organic farm, and we ate off of the land. You know, we'd go out and pick our lunch literally off of the trees and make food. And a growing concern on that part of the island is, you know, I really admire the way that people there live, because it was they were free. They didn't have to exchange money to eat.
Oh, well, S-510 would end that, because you're not allowed to even grow and eat your own food under that.
And that's just one part of it. Yeah, and that's very scary to many of us who are aware of that. But they're concerned that not only with the new legislation, this might be an attempt just to kill off anything that's on their land. And, you know, I couldn't help but to look forward and say, what is this going to be like in 10 years? Are the people that live here going to have to go to a corporation for a corporate seat? And what are the requirements for that? Will they have to get licensed? Will they have to pass certain exams? What will be the taxes?
And we know the honeybees are dying all over the Western world and NATO countries mainly. We know that a lot of crops are having trouble. You guys interviewed scientists and others who would go into streams and, you know, talk about how just 10 years ago it was full of, you know, all sorts of life, but now it's dead. And what do they find? Loving aluminum.
Yes, and in major quantities. And, you know, I'd like to bring to light a test which was taken on Mount Shasta. And as a baseline, about 7 years ago, they took a snow test, and it revealed 7 parts per billion aluminum, also barium and strontium at much lower levels. However, 1 year ago, Francis Mangles, who is a retired USDA biologist, took another test. And I just want to throw this out there. How high do you think that test was after
Well, it was 60 parts per billion or 60 times the safe level.
60,000, I think. I already gave that away, Michael, in a previous
Excuse session. Me, it wasn't 60? It was six. Give us those numbers.
It was 61,100 parts per billion.
Oh, excuse me. So it was just how many times over the safe level is that?
That's over 61 times the safe level established for drinking water. And people are climbing that mountain, and they're using the snow to hydrate.
And by the way, you have literally a clip in the film of a local newscast in Washington State with the guy going, look, I was in the military. this is some kind of military spraying of aluminum here, not just chaff, more than that. And there you have the newscast in the very area where you're finding the aluminum in high levels, and you've got the newscaster saying, look at this. This is not a natural weather system.
Exactly. And there are literally, this has been on the corporate mainstream media, just not at the level of attention that we believe that it deserves. It's been covered a little bit here, a little bit there. But, you know, something so damaging. I mean, aluminum is so toxic to ecosystems. But also we interviewed a lot of physicians and healthcare professionals, and they said aluminum is extremely toxic to human health. And we've seen, in a 10-year period in L.A. County, we've seen over 200% increase in Alzheimer's. And at the same time, worldwide, we're seeing an incredible increase and aluminum-related illness.
Well, we're now seeing early onset and even, you know, youth, people 25, 30, getting Alzheimer-like symptoms. And then we've had top brain scientists on, Dr. Blaylock, Russell Blaylock, and they're just seeing it across the board, not just the tin cans we're drinking out of that are coated in bisphenol A that's bad enough. I mean, this is incredible. I mean, this is so big, and it's out in the open now. More and more it's coming out in the open. Give us your breakdown on all of this, G. Edward Griffin, and the discovery of Monsanto developing these aluminum-resistant seeds.
Well, I certainly have to go along with the general observation that corporations like Monsanto, they're certainly not the only ones in the field. They're, they have buildings full of scientists and marketing experts who are looking for ways to make money using, you know, their expertise, which is geoengineering. So naturally, we know that they have to be looking at this just from a pure business point of view.
Well, they admit they are.
They admit they are. They brag about it, and they tell their stockholders that's what they're doing, and that's on the basis of how they pay dividends and all that sort of thing. I do say, however, that we have to be a little cautious when we talk about this, because these people are not dumb, and what the information they reveal, even in their patents, may not be trustworthy. Because, for example, and I don't want to get too deeply into this, but just to give you an idea of the pitfalls and the minefields that are out there for us, I've been talking with a biochemist recently that's said, well, the kind of aluminum that is in the patent that we're talking about is an aluminum which, believe it or not, is considered to be acidic. Depending on the molecular form of it, there is a form of aluminum that is acidic. At least it's more acidic than other forms, which are clearly in the alkaline range. And he said that if they sprayed that on the soil, it would have the effect of actually preserving the acidic quality of the soil rather than making it alkaline. I said, how can that be? Well, he explained it to me, and he convinced me. He's a scientist. He's a, you know, he's a PhD guy. This has been his life work. And I said, oh, I see, because of the cations or the little electron connections, it measures as more acidic. That's right. So we both concluded that, well, that means that what they're spraying may not be what they patented for. It may be something else.
Oh, absolutely. There's hundreds of patents. In fact,
yeah.
I'll show listeners
yeah.
this right here. This is just one of the folders of our research for our chemtrail film. And we know it's a whole bunch of different programs and operations. But here's the $64 million question then to both of you. What type of aluminum do they find on Mount Shasta?
Well, they didn't test for any specific type of aluminum. However, getting back to the patents, I've spoken to a lot of scientists as well. And the concern, while everything that Ed says is truly correct, aluminum can easily be activated because it's a very complex metal. So, while Ed is 100% correct with what he says, there's still that doubt because they are spraying aluminum and it can be activated very easily. So, you know, we don't want to completely rule that out. However, it is something that we're careful.
That's the only thing. We just have to be careful. And I might add, just to finish this out, that this fellow I was talking to said, well, there's another aspect to this that has nothing to do with pH. I said, what? Wow, what could that be? He said, well, he said all forms of aluminum tend to inhibit the ability of a plant to uptake moisture. So maybe we're looking at the wrong thing at this pH level. Any form of aluminum will inhibit the plant's ability to uptake moisture. And that's the reason that these seeds have to be genetically modified, to deal with the moisture question, not necessarily the pH question. So it gets complicated.
Look, regardless, they've covered up the program. We know the program's real.
This is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power, a gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind could provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LightBreeze wind generator kit starts charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring two wind generators on just one tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
Okay, Michael, Woody, Mark, Wesley and others, your calls are coming up in the next segment. We have Michael J. Murphy, one of the producers and directors of What in the World Are They Spraying, the powerful new film. We have the interview we did in person with Jeb Griffin last week, mixed into a new trailer up at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com for What in the World Are They Spraying. We premiered that earlier in the last hour. Here's this giant folder I've got. While they're talking, I'm going to be flipping through it. We've got a giant section on patents, including something I've never seen anybody cover, for mixing aluminum dioxide and things with jet fuel to disperse it. I mean, this is incredible.
And this is just one small folder, even though it's about 4 inches tall, of all of this garbage that's going on. And I think what G. Edward Griffin said is absolutely accurate. We don't know the larger operation. We just know that old timers did test and said it's aluminum dioxide, barium salts, and other things. And now they admit, oh, we want to do tests with this to spray from jets. I mean, it's exactly what the old timers analyzed it to be. And we know there's a weather modification, an over-the-horizon radar use of this. I mean, there's a lot of things going on here, G. Edward Griffin.
Well, that's right. And it's enough to make your head spin. And sometimes I think that's not to our advantage. We cover too much, and people get in overload, and they tend to just drop away because they can't hold it all up there the first time around. But I think the bottom line and the thing to keep really focused on is that the evidence is now overwhelming that they are dumping toxic stuff on us. They're spraying toxic stuff on us, supposedly for our own good. And to make matters worse, they're lying about it. That's all we really need to know. We ought to be energized into action with that information. Whether we understand all of the rest of this is, it's almost secondary. They're spraying us, they're killing us, they're making us sick, and they're lying to us about it.
That's right. I remember about 5 years ago, a caller called the show, and because you don't know the term to search for. We had a lot of government documents about weather modification and chemtrailing, but nothing. We have like 1,000 times now. I mean, I'm buried in it to my neck. And the caller said, Alex, search indirect and semi-direct aerosol campaign, indirect and semi-direct aerosol campaign, and you'll find it all. And I magically put it into Google, and it was tens of thousands of governments, universities, Department of Energy, and it was just a sea, bigger than the Manhattan Project, literally, of just wild testing of everything you could imagine going on, aluminum being one small part of it, but something that keeps rearing its ugly head. But your comments on that, G. Edward and Mr. Murphy.
Well, go ahead, Michael.
Well, I can address that. While we believe they're spraying much more than simply the aluminum, barium, and strontium, we just focused on what's being found, which is scary enough. And I'm going to go back to the ecological problems that they're seeing around the world. And then the health problems, of course, that have seen a major increase. With just addressing that, and we are just scratching the surface with the film. We're hoping that other people might address this and question it and look into it more deeply.
Oh, you more than scratch the surface. You show they admit they've been doing testing. Now they're proposing it and publicly and then denying they're even doing testing when you put them on the hot seat.
Well, they absolutely are emphatically denying this. Stuart Howe, Jeremy Ruff, Michelle, and myself were at the AAAS meeting, and we confronted them on the current deployment of these programs, and they flat out denied it. And then we finished the film in Washington, D.C., where Jeremy, Paul, and myself went, and we addressed over 35 members of Congress and senators, all who, for the most part, they were literally running from this issue in what appeared to be a cover-up. And we also addressed Bart Gordon, who is the chair of the Science and Tech Committee, who just completely eluded the question when we spoke to him about the current deployment. So,
well, and if somebody took from what I was saying that this film was only scratching the surface, this film is extremely deep and covers a whole bunch of key subjects. That's the point I was making. I'm drowning in it. I've been trying to make one for 2 years. And it's just so much evidence and so many different programs. I don't know where to start. So I salute you guys getting this film out so quickly.
Well, one of our decisions we had to make right up front is, how many issues or sub-issues do we cover in it? And I kind of look at each other and think, man, we'll never get it done if we try and cover every aspect of it. So that was a decision just to focus on the spraying part and the toxicity part. And, a moment ago when I said they're lying to us about it, that's a pretty strong statement, and I don't make statements like that unless I'm prepared to back it up. And the two areas in which they're lying to us, one is that they deny that this is underway, and the other area is that they deny that they know anything about toxicity. on the film, you see one of these scientists say, well, we don't know if it's toxic. We haven't looked into that yet. And now we have the papers right on the Internet that show that they have looked into it, and they found out it's terribly toxic. So they're lying to us.
Hold on. Let's expand on that after the break. Long segment coming up.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Well, we're definitely going to have these guys back up in the near future to do another hour or two just to take calls and cover more of the seminal, groundbreaking film, What in the World Are They Spraying? And again, it's available at Infowars.com, or you can call toll-free to get it, 888-253-3139. When the film starts shipping and when it premieres, you can go to Atlanta, Georgia, and the website is AtlantaPremiere.com to get tickets to hear Gio Griffin speak and to see the film premiere on the 22nd of this month coming up.
I'm sorry to interrupt. It's actually the 23rd.
Oh, I apologize.
No
okay, the 23rd. Well, they'll find out at AtlantaPremiere.com. Now, gentlemen, continuing here. G. Everett, you got cut off by the break. You were getting into how they're lying, how they're trying to cover it up, and then you find the very scientist-owned papers, and I'm showing a Council on Foreign Relations paper that they put out 3 years ago, where they just came right out and admitted geoengineering workshop on unilateral planetary scale geoengineering. And, oh, guess what? They talk, all these government heads talk about chemtrailing, spraying the atmosphere with aluminum dioxide. So, G. Edward, please continue.
Yeah, I think it bears repeating, Alex, because I've said that these people are lying, and that's a very strong statement. I wouldn't say that unless it was easy to prove. They're lying at two levels. First of all, they say that the spraying activity is not going on. They're just discussing it. And, well, that's we've got that nailed, that's for sure. That's been going on for at least 10 years and longer. But now, to me, more important than that, is that they say, well, they don't know whether this stuff is going to be harmful to health or not. They say, well, we haven't looked into that yet, but we certainly must do that. We won't start this spraying, you understand, until we've checked that out and made sure that, you know, it's okay. And now we find out that there are documents all over the place, and you can even get them on the Internet, documents showing research studies put out by the military, for one thing, where they've checked into the toxic effects of these compounds. And the conclusion of these reports is that they're highly toxic. So you know that the scientists who are promoting this are aware of those tests. So that means that they're lying to us. Now, this is serious stuff. And we're talking about the survival of the human race, and they're lying to us about it. So I can't think of if this doesn't make somebody mad, I don't know what will. They must already be drinking too much fluoride in their water.
Well, there's a major parallel, and I want both of you to speak to this, Mr. Murphy, first. The parallel is 20 years ago, or 19 years ago to be technical, the Army's own report said depleted uranium is deadly. We can't use it in regular combat because it will increase cancers, organ failure. It's deadly. Then they went ahead and used it in 91. Now they're using it at shooting ranges and proving grounds everywhere. They're using it in wars in Serbia and in Afghanistan and Pakistan and Iraq. And it's 15 times the birth defects and cancers in children in Iraq in the cities where it's used. That's in a British Medical Journal. It's 3 to 4 times deformities and cancers in troops. They know this, and they just have made the decision, we're going to use this and put it out everywhere. And it goes to not just Tuskegee, but now, oh, we're sorry, we shot up men, women, and children with syphilis by the thousands in Guatemala. That came out late last week. And this really goes to the point of they put out video games for kids like Super Mega Worm, where you go around as a worm ridding the earth of humans, killing women with baby carriages and police. They have Al Gore climate, you know, funded groups like 1010 out saying, if you're not going to do something about global warming, we're going to kill you. And it shows them murdering children. I don't know if you've seen that. And they're now saying ecofascism is good in The Guardian. We need tyranny. You know, we don't care if you don't want to pay us carbon money. We're coming for you. It's an excuse for mass murder, an excuse for death. And these people are spraying their own families with the aluminum. They're using the DU. And it really, they are just psychopathic people with a death wish who want to kill all humans when you really read what they have to say. G. Edward Griffin, I want to get your take on that. And Mr. Murphy.
Well, I'll start the ball rolling on that. I'm sure you're right, Alex. There are a lot of psychopaths out there that really hate the human race, and that they've been so indoctrinated, I suppose, that they feel that all of the problems of the world, especially the ecological problems, are a result of that ugly species called Homo sapiens. And so they kind of think of themselves as being godlike and not really Homo sapiens themselves. They're sort of above it all. And there are a few people that really want to see the elimination of the human race or greatly reduced at any rate. But I think there a lot more people fit into a different category, which is that they're part of this collectivist system, and they're imbued with this desire to follow authority no matter what. And they're part of a system, and especially you find this in the military. You just follow orders. You don't question. And
they feel like they have power through the system.
Through the system, yes. Their power derives from the fact that they don't question. And so I think there are a lot more people in that category. They're given an order, or they see that they're part of a movement. They don't question it. They just go along with it. And maybe in the deep recesses of their minds, they may think, gee, I wonder if this is good for humanity. I wonder if it's good for me or my family. But they don't think about that too much because they know that in the world which supports them doesn't allow that kind of thinking. So I think it's that element more than this conscious desire to get rid of the human race.
Michael, your take on that.
You know, I definitely agree with that. One thing, you know, we're reaching out to the people who are flying these planes, who are involved with these programs. Mm-hmm. I believe that a lot of these people do not know exactly what they're doing. So we're hoping to awaken some of those people and to really question things. You know, with that being said, you know, if you look at the Rockefellers, the Rothschilds, and their eugenics policies, you know, there clearly is an agenda to reduce the Earth's population. I forgot to say Bill Gates, who is a heavy funder into geoengineering programs.
Oh, he's huge. He's got a bunch of patents for hurricane machines, chemtrailing. I mean, he's there.
Absolutely. And, you know, he's funding David Keith and Ken Caldera. And we know, you know, what is behind this man. So I think at the highest levels, yes, there are plans to definitely hurt and make people sick and to lower the population. However, I think that, again, a lot of people involved with these programs are really not aware of how damaging and how much damage they're doing. You know, we're hoping to reach out to the pilots so they might know that what they're doing is hurting their children, could be hurting their parents, you know. So that's really something that we're trying to do, is reach out to everybody.
Well, I just hope that everybody out there who's been laughed at for talking about persistent jet aerosol, known by layman as chemtrail, and all of you that are concerned about this will understand this is a professionally well-balanced, focused, documented film. What in the world are they spraying? And it is the best film I've seen out there of many, because so much of this is now coming out in the open, and it's also great filmmakers, and G. Edward Griffin behind it. People need to get this film. You need to show it to everyone you know. Guys, I'll put you on the spot here. You know, all of my films, I want people to air them on Access TV, to make copies of them. I know you got a lot of producers and filmmakers involved in this. You have to get their okay for it. But, I mean, obviously, if you tell the grassroots, air this on Access TV, make copies, give it to people, obviously for nonprofit, not for sell purposes, or you could lose control of your work. But, I mean, do you have any plan on that to really try to get people to have this film go viral?
Yes, Alex, I'll address that one. That was our plan from the very beginning, is to put this up on the Internet and to have people make copies of it. And, you know, our only hope is that we can cover the production expenses and make enough return to make it worthwhile for the filmmakers, Paul and Michael. You know, they're spending have spent a tremendous amount of time on this project. Once that's done, when we expect that'll probably be within a few weeks after release, and we get the first, whatever it is, 10, 20, 30,000 copies out there, then that's when we put it up on the Internet, and we do want to make this viral. We want people to make copies, and we have a series called Project Red Pill, which is a little DVD that we produce over at the Reality Zone. That's our little company. And Project Red Pill is a DVD which has anywhere from 5 to 6 full-length documentaries. It's not high resolution. It's the same resolution as you would find on the Internet. But those are sold for under $1 each, and we ask people to buy those and then make copies of those. And in other words, we want tens of millions of copies of this thing to be put into circulation. It's the only way we can make an end run around the controlled media.
Absolutely, and that's been the secret to our success. You know, people didn't believe me that they'd signed UN agreements to hand over our national parks and areas to UN control. So I went out and interviewed people, showed the documents, went there, and really, we were some of the first in 96, 97 to really pioneer what so many others are now doing. And that's great, because they can't just kill an Alex Jones or a G. Edward Griffin or set us up or put us in prison, because there's so many other people coming online, so many thousands of filmmakers and authors. It is a powerful, powerful, powerful thing. Let's take some phone calls. Let me see who is up first here. Michael in Florida, you're on the air with G. Edward Griffin and the other filmmaker, Michael J. Murphy. Welcome.
How you guys doing tonight?
Good, Michael.
Good. Hey, I got a question, and forgive my ignorance on the way that our whole atmosphere works, but I just shot a quick bit of a chemtrail over my house in Central Florida, and it was very obvious that at the treetop level, the winds were blowing at about 20 miles an hour, 30 miles an hour. They were really swaying good. And then at about 3,000 or 4,000 feet, the clouds were moving. You could visibly see all the clouds moving in the sky. Yet the chemtrail that was above us was maybe 500, maybe 1,000 feet above the clouds, but it wasn't moving at all. So,
well, there's different weather, you know, strata. There's different prevailing winds, jet streams, and jet streams are pretty easy to forecast. One of the big jet streams coming out of China and across the western United States dumps between New Mexico, Texas, and Louisiana. So much of the toxic waste from China ends up dumping in here, and that could be some of the aluminum and toxins we're already seeing. But, I mean, specifically, you're asking why was the chemtrail moving at a different rate? You can see weather systems where clouds are going this way and other clouds are going that way. That's normally a natural function. You want to comment on that, G. Ever Griffin or Mr. Murphy?
Well, yeah, just to confirm that there are wind currents at different elevations, and they often go in different directions. It's kind of like looking at a big bowl of water. If you dumped some
oil.
Dye into the water, you could see the currents of the water. If you stir it up, you can find, at some levels the dye moves in one direction, and in other levels it may move in another direction for a while, and then before it gets all mixed up. So
sure.
It's the normal phenomenon.
And that's why the Pentagon's declassified in the 60s. They were able to direct major weather systems and dump jet streams with water directly into flood people. And that's one of the most declassified areas that we've interviewed, of course, Ben Livingston, the father of weather weapons. And that's going to be in our film. Let's go ahead and talk.
May I one more comment, Alex, on that? I think it's important to know that in Hawaii, for example, the people there, although they were being completely sprayed, very seldom did they see the planes, because the planes apparently were flying off the edge of offshore and letting the chemtrails ride in with the wind currents.
Yes.
So they know about that.
Yeah, that's another thing. They know where to spray to target something sometimes 5,000 miles away. Because
yes.
People say, planes aren't spraying you at 20,000 feet, Mr. Jones, to hit you on the ground. It's going somewhere else. Exactly.
That's right.
Well, it was also interesting because it is kind of covert, because you don't see the planes. But when we were there, we also spoke publicly about the issue and urged people to do rain tests. And of course, they did. We're unable to get it into the film. However, these rain tests again revealed very high amounts of aluminum, barium, and strontium, just what we suspected. So
absolutely. Let's talk to Woody in Seattle. Woody, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. Thank you for taking my call. I've been taking a lot of time and effort in researching chemtrails over the last 2 years. I've been retired, retired 25-year law enforcement, and I've traveled extensively across the United States. And I've seen it virtually in every major city and every medium-sized city that I've traveled through. And some of my research indicates that initially this goes all the way back to the 1980s, when they discovered that the ozone shield was basically disappearing. And that the scientists basically devised this program initially to combat the deterioration of the ozone.
No, I've seen that. I've seen that from the 70s in our documents. That's exactly the research. I believe that's a cover story, because what 4 years ago they had a government issued textbook for sixth graders that said, "Oh, we're spraying you like a sunscreen to save the earth." G. Edward Griffin comments.
Well, I agree with that, and they always come up with some explanation for why they're doing it. I mean, they're going to repair the ozone hole and all that stuff.
Well, if that was the truth, why'd they keep it secret then?
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Right on.
I'm going to skip this break and just keep you guys to the end of the hour. We don't skip breaks a lot, but this is just too important what we're doing today. Woody, anything else?
So, Alex, I just wanted to tell you that also if they can go back and research the Montreal protocols, they'll also discover that the pesticides that we've been using all over the United States on our crops also contributed majorly to the...
Your phone cut out. I'm going to have to let you go. Somebody called you on a fax machine. They will ban pesticides that are not very toxic and bad for humans and lie about DDT that did not make the eggs thin. That's admitted now, another hoax. But then they'll allow incredibly deadly pesticides and herbicides to be used. You guys want to comment on that? Oh, we didn't lose the caller. We lost one of the guests. Okay. Okay. Do we have G. Edward or?
Yeah, I'm back on. My phone just went dead a moment ago.
Okay, that, I think that was our phone system then went dead because we lost everybody. The caller was talking about how they'll ban pesticides like DDT and lie about them, but then they'll authorize really deadly pesticides to be used.
Well, sure. In other words, we're talking about hidden agendas here. How much evidence do we need, you know? This is back to my my harsh statement about they're lying about this. It's hard for people to believe that the authorities, whom they've trusted all these years, will actually lie to them about such an important issue. But there it is, folks. You cannot deny it anymore.
Well, it goes back to just this. I mean, literally in my film, Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement, and the special ends this week, folks, to buy one copy and get three free and give it to folks you know, three-hour film. I mean, there were thousands of where they radiate children to death, kill troops with nerve gas, our own troops. This is nothing. It's horrible, but it's nothing compared to the other stuff they've done, you know, injecting Guatemalan children with syphilis. That's who these people are. Of course they're doing all this stuff with the chemtrails. They're playing God.
Yep, that's it.
They absolutely are.
Well, it's amazing. I'm going to skip this final break. It's a network break, so stations should carry it. Appreciate everybody. Let's try to get Mark, Wesley, Sue, and Lex on. Quick questions or comments. Mark in Florida, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. I've been working outside for the past 12 years with the lawn maintenance in Florida, West Central Florida. And I can speak through firsthand experience that literally it takes... The grass growing time has cut in half. Like, the grass is not growing. It doesn't matter if it rains all week. I've heard people talk about how you get joint pains when they're in the sky, and it's all true.
No, farmers all over are saying they've never seen vegetable gardens not grow. It's happening to our family with property in East Texas. Guys, you cover some of that in the film, don't you?
Well, we absolutely do, and we spent some time with Francis Mangles and Dane Wigginton. Francis, of course, is a retired biologist, and he's saying just that. He also does gardens for people, and gardens are struggling, you know, in that area and as well around the country and around the world. Also, Dane made that statement similar to the gentleman about the grass. The grass is not growing. It's about half of the height of what it once was.
Well, all over Northern California, trees are just dying everywhere.
Literally everywhere. And Deborah Whitman of Environmental Voices has begun testing the trees that are dying. There is this white residue on the bark. And, of course, he's been finding very high amounts of again.
And the bats aluminum. Are dying, and they're finding aluminum, and the bees are dying. I mean, this is sick. And meanwhile, the UN and Bill and Melinda Gates have over 45 bunkers, many of them hidden, North Pole, other places, bunkers hidden with armed guards, guarding giant seed vaults. I tell you, G. Edward Griffin, this looks like a Moonraker scenario to me.
Yeah, it's really weird. And that seed vault issue has often caused me to puzzle. Why do you suppose they're doing that? Are they really trying to guard the seeds? Do they expect that what they're doing may just wipe everything out and they'll have to start over again? Or are they guarding them to make sure that nobody else guards them? I don't know. It's, you know, your mind can run wild with things like this. There's so many unanswered questions.
No, I mean, after they wreck everything, that stuff's going to be the most valuable thing on the planet.
Yes, but they're going to sit on top of it and make sure that you and I don't get hold of it.
And they've got mega companies doing whatever they can, sometimes paying 100 times over the P.E. ratio for small heirloom seed companies.
Yes. Okay, there's our next business venture, everybody. Let's go form an heirloom seed company.
There you go. That's
We've got some great sponsors doing that. Yeah. Mark, great points. Let's talk to Wesley in Oklahoma.
Sir.
Hey.
Thank you. Hey, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Yeah. All right. Thank you. I just wanted to talk about, you know, Mr. Griffin has said, you know, how they ride along with the currents. And last Thursday, I was at school here in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and I went in at 9:30, and I saw up in the clouds that, you know, there was X's of trails. And when I got out at 3, I noticed those trails had moved along with the wind, except they didn't move like clouds. And then, so, you know, that goes to, you know, to the point of how, you know, it's the whole drift thing. But then,
what about 2 years ago, the major meteorology association, NOAA, came out and said, there's now not three kinds of clouds. A new cloud in the last decade has appeared. So there's now new clouds, and you look at the classification, it's a chemtrail.
Yeah, and so, you know, I'm, I text, you know, 10 people. I try getting people to, you know, look up and say, yo, that's not a cloud. And I agree with Mr. Murphy, you know, you can only be lied to for so long before you got to start reaching out to other people. And, you know, with Mr. Griffin, he's talking about, you know, the godlike people that, you know, want to get rid of the human race. I found an article Friday night. If you Google, it is, you can type in, we can all change 123 with no spaces in it. And, that article should, be a helpful article.
Yeah, we have BBC articles where it says, elite believe we will split into two species. It goes back to, H.G. Wells, who was a big globalist, and yes, they're on complete megalomaniacal power trips. We're almost out of time. Quickly, Sue in Pennsylvania, you're on the air.
Yeah. Hi, Alex. Mr. Griffin, for taking my call. I'm just really interested in this, and considering with all the fluoride that we've been doused with, I've read a lot about it, and I've read that the fluoride ion has an affinity to bonding with aluminum that they're spraying us with.
Yes, Dr. Boylock says the two excite each other and have a magnifying effect.
Right, and due to all the neurological diseases that have been increasing with the brain plaques like MS and, you know, all the other diseases, I'm just saying, is this a possible that they're using these different avenues in collaboration with each other for their, you know, original intent, which is, you know, trying to kill us?
Well, it's certainly possible, and some of us might even think it's probable, but you can't go much further than that. I would love to see a study to show if these neurological diseases are at a higher rate in areas that are heavily fluoridated in the water supply.
We actually have those studies.
You do?
Yeah, in Canada and the U.S. and China, the IQ is upwards of 20 points lower, and there's massive increases in neurological disorders. We're out of time, Sue. By the way, I was wrong. There were four types of clouds. They discovered a fifth type, and when you look at the news articles, it's chemtrails they're showing. Oh, look, there's a new cloud type, and it's chemtrails. I mean, watch old movies from the 60s, 70s, and 80s, or commercials. You never see chemtrails. Now in the TV ads, it's chemtrails. You can't go out and shoot most of the time without these being there. Folks, get the film. Get it out to everyone. Support filmmakers like G. Edward Griffin and Mr. Murphy. Support us who are selling it and you know, premiering it, shipping it out to folks. Please get What in the World Are They Spraying at InfoWars.com. Show it to everyone you know. Gentlemen, good luck with your screening. I'm sure it'll sell out. It's a huge crowd. Out there in Atlanta on the 23rd of this month. God bless you.
Thanks a lot, Alex. Good luck.
God bless you.
Amazing. God bless you. Sorry we don't have time to get to the other callers. I've got a few final items I wanted to hit. We're doing a search term today. Hopefully it'll be number one to send people to the huge new 9/11 information that has come out. In fact, I'm looking for Paul Joseph Watson's headline there. But it deals with these new firefighter videos that got released. It is so important. And the new search term is, for folks that don't remember it, so it'll lead them to the article, video, 911 firefighters reveal huge explosions before towers collapse, prisonplanet.com. The search term is huge explosions. Huge explosions. And it's, you know, we searched it in the first hour, second hour. Keep searching it. Let's keep it on top. And I want to announce one more search term. Let me see the headline to pick a search term out of it. So when they erase this one later, there'll be another one that pops up at number one. Let's do it together. Let's search the term 9/11 firefighters. 9/11. 9/11 firefighters. So 911 firefighters, search that as a secondary search term. And hey, throw in Building 7. Let's have three. Let's make them really mad. Search Building 7. Building 7. That'll lead them to everybody who's covering this stuff. So those are the search terms. Great job, everybody. By the way, they only have 800 tickets available. They've sold over 600 for the KSCO.com event. I'm going to be speaking out in Santa Cruz. Get your copies or get your tickets at KSCO.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.